وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep. And we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror.
وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, "How long did you remain in this state?" The other said, "We remained so for a day or part of a day." Then they said, "Your Lord knows better how long we remained in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts." Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. The manner in which these youths were roused from their long slumber was no less wondrous than the manner in which they were made to sleep beyond the reach of the whole world.
إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ يَرْجُمُوكُمْ أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ وَلَنْ تُفْلِحُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death, or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true, and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, "Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them." But those who prevailed over their affairs said, "We shall build a place of worship over them." Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city. When one of those youths went to the city to buy food, a world of change had already taken place. Pagan Rome had long since been Christianized. Perceptible changes were evident in the language, culture, civilization, and dress of the people. In sum, almost everything had changed. Similarly, this young man from the cave, who in fact belonged to a period about 2 centuries earlier, also struck everybody as an oddity, since his overall demeanor, his dress, and his language were all antiquated. So, when he presented a coin dating from the time of Decius, the shopkeeper was simply baffled and looked at him with dazed eyes. In the course of investigations, it was discovered that the youth was one of the followers of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, who had fled some 2 centuries ago for fear of his faith. This news instantly spread among the Christians of the city. A huge crowd of people accompanied by government officials therefore soon went to the cave. On realizing that they had been awakened from a sleep which had lasted for 300 years, the people of the cave greeted their fellow Christians and then lay down to rest and breathed their last. Their Lord alone knows best about them. The context indicates that this statement was made by a group of righteous Christians. They were of the opinion that the people of the cave should be let to lie in the positions in which they were found, and that the mouth of the cave should be sealed off by erecting a wall against the side of the cave. In other words, it was not right to go about investigating about them, for their Lord knew best who they were, what their status was, and what treatment should rightly be meted out to them. We shall build a place of worship over them. This happened because by that time common Christians had come under the influence of polytheistic ideas. They now had deities to worship in place of old idols.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say concerning them, there were three and their dog, the fourth. And some will say, there were five and their dog, the sixth. All this being merely guesswork. And still others will say, there were seven and their dog, the eighth. Say, my Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number. So do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident and do not question anyone about them. All this being merely guesswork. And still others will say, there were seven, and their dog the eighth. This shows that at the time of the revelation of the Quran, approximately 300 years after the incident, a number of stories were in circulation among the Christians about the people of the cave. It also shows that no authentic version of the incident was available in all its details. We note, however, that the Quran does not contradict the third statement mentioned here, which says that the people of the cave numbered seven. Hence, there is some basis for believing that their actual number was indeed seven. But stick to what is evident and do not question anyone about them. The purpose of this statement is to emphasize the fact that the number of people of the cave is not a matter of much consequence.